Welcome back, guys, to Twin Talk.
Hi, welcome to Twin Talk. Yes,
with Tina and Tin. I'm Tin.
I'm Tina.
What's up, guys?
How we doing? What a beautiful, restful, peaceful day
it was
for me. How was it for you, Tin?
I actually had a productive day.
I didn't leave the house, but you know, yeah. It's cool. We have those days.
Well, I did, so I didn't want to, but it wasn't that bad. But I am excited about this week's podcast.
I am too. It's a classic. Can you categorize them as classics now? I feel like we can.
I guess we can. Yeah, these will be classics
or throwbacks.
I like a throwback.
Throwbacks.
Yeah. Throwback is better. So, guys, we're doing basically a throwback. We're picking just old shows that was just super dope. And since we're still in the month of March about women, and we've been doing for the past, if you paid like listen to our podcast, the last two episodes was about just like the main characters for women. So we decided to close out the month with two powerful actresses that we felt, well, on the shows that
Black actresses.
Here we go. That embodied the whole independent woman running the world. Everybody's scared. And everybody wants to be around them. And it is Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder.
And to mention Strong Women, both of those were written by Miss Shonda Rhimes. Where she's a producer. No, she's a writer.
Right? And if you don't know who she is, she's the one that also did Bridgerton, guys. So, yeah, she is legit.
Ma'am is talented.
Very talented.
She can write a script. She can write a script. She can write a scandal.
She can write a scandal.
And that's not, no pun intended.
And she can write a How to Get Away with Murder. I'm like, Rhonda, what's in your head, girl? What is going on?
Girl, what you been doing? that you know what? Honestly, I've never thought about that.
No, I started thinking about that because I'm just like, why are you so okay? You're writing about these murders, and it's like you kind of covered it up. But anyways, we're gonna get into it. But yeah, so when you used to hear about Olivia Pope and Annalisa Keelan, you already knew it was going down.
Mm-hmm. And this was, I think they called them Shonda Days or something like that. I just remember every Thursday.
It was Shonda Thursdays, wasn't it?
Yeah, every Thursday I had to be in the house by 7 o'clock, girl.
Yeah.
Because you're not finna make me miss nothing. She did. So a lot of people were introduced to her from Grey's Anatomy. We did not pick that because we just didn't. It was too much. It wasn't enough time.
Yeah, and I don't. FYI, guys, I don't do hospital shows. I don't think that the hospital should be on a show.
Because it'd be real stories.
It is sad. Like, oh my God. When I think about the hospital, I'm gonna think good things. It's sad. You know what I'm saying? So, so we decided to go with Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder. They were both phenomenal shows. They are done. So, guys, you can watch them. They're on Hulu. Actually, Scandal's on Hulu. How to Get Away with Murder. What? No, it's still on Netflix.
I was going to say, I believe it's still on Netflix. Yeah. So, you can catch those if you got both. You good. If not, you need to find a friend with a password.
And that's it. But guys, super good shows. We're going to get into it. If you haven't watched it, you should definitely watch it. But if you have, you are about to be diving in to our conversations because we're about to get into it.
Yes, and if you haven't, you are a couple years too late. So
I mean, well, How to Get Away
with
Murder.
If we give away some stuff.
How to Get Away with Murder, it ended last year, so...
That's true. All right. You're right. Scandal ended first.
Yeah, Scandal ended first.
But I forgot. Yeah, I forgot How to Get Away with Murder. Dang, that was just last 2020 was such a long year. Like, I feel like that was 10 years ago. That was just last year,
girl.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, let's get it started with Scandal.
Scandal.
Not How to Get Away with Murder. Listen, Scandal was, I don't know if this was her second show, but I was introduced to it after Grey's Anatomy. So Scandal stars the character Olivia Pope, which is played by Kerry Washington, the beautiful Kerry
Awesome.
Washington. She is a former consultant to the president, and she leaves the White House basically to start her own crisis firm or crisis management firm. And this is a real job, guys. That part like isn't fake. These crisis management firms work a lot in politics and I guess PR people. That's how you can kind of boil it down. They're PR people. Olivia's staff includes Quinn Perkins, which I believe Quinn was played by, what's her name? Katie Lowes. Quinn Perkins is like her second in command. She really comes through on a lot of things and has a complicated history with the extraordinary Huck, who
Huck.
I love Huck. He
He was
was
my favorite person.
just—he was
He was my
weird.
favorite.
He was a little
I loved
off.
him. He was
He was a little
everything to
off,
me.
but I loved him. He was like their, what's that word called? Their
One.
the person that does like the heavy lifting, like,
What, the
you know, in the
hitman?
mob family. Yeah, there you go, the hitman. He was
But
kind of like they
he was. I just feel
hitman.
like Huck
Cause
is that person that when. Yeah, okay, I guess. Yeah, he the hitman. But he also was the tech guy too. Like he used to, be searching
He
and everything
was.
like that. Like Hulk is that person that doesn't ask questions. You need something to be done, he's there. His loyalty.
He is loyal as they come. I
Was
don't know
like,
where Zodiac sign
I
he
need
is,
me. Like if I get a
but
company, like I need me a Hulk. No, guys, not a hitman. I'm talking to somebody loyal like him because he was loyal. Who else we got?
He was very loyal. And then, of course, the big scandal, pun intended, was that Olivia Pope was in a long affair with the current president, because we come in the middle of the story. The current president, Fitzgerald, aka Fitz. But
Boo.
in a twist and turn of events, somehow Twist, or I'm sorry, Twist, somehow Fitz becomes the outsider, and Olivia and his wife Melly become like two women in command. And in the midst of like all of the stuff that's going on, she goes back and forth between a couple guys, Jake, and there's a few others that make an appearance every now and again, but
Jake!
nobody ever lasts. Yeah, I love Jake. I don't know why she didn't
I don't know
choose
why
him.
she
Like, I don't know
didn't choose.
what was
I think you
she
wanna, you know what
so
I think,
obsessed with Fitz for?
you know what I think it is with Jake? It scared her because Jake was everything. He wasn't corrupt. Like he was corrupt, but
Yes.
Jake was willing to back away and give everything. And she still wanted a taste of that part. And I think, and she just had this, when you have a connection with somebody and you try to burn it off, but you can't, it's like a leech. And unless you face it head on, you're still in the back of your head, it's going to be like the what ifs, right? And I think Jake was just too easy and safe.
Yeah, and she kind of
Her
wanted
whole life
that
was filled with chaos
risk.
because we're not going to even get into her
Yeah,
parents right
we're
now.
not
We're
gonna
not going to get into her
pretend.
parents.
Listen, I was just about to
No, you
bring
didn't
him
even
up
bring up
too.
them one of the main characters. What about Cyrus?
If I was
Okay,
getting there,
go. Okay, my bad, my
ma'am.
bad.
So we get I mean, there's so many characters that are involved in this, and it's so cool how she kind of played into US politics and made it seem like it was just entertainment, but you knew like some of this stuff low key happened. We got
Not low
Cyrus,
key.
who
High key. Like,
high key, very high key. A lot of this shit actually happened. Cyrus, Abby, David. I mean, we got
Charlie.
Charlie, one of my favorite characters, Marcus.
Who was Marcus?
Just there's Marcus Cornelius Smith Jr. He was like
Oh, he came in later
the
on. He came in
consciousness.
later. Oh.
Yeah, he came in
Oh,
later
because
on,
I'm not gonna even
and he
mention the other
was
person's
like the one that got kicked off Columbus Short. Child.
No shade.
Oh,
We gonna move right along. Right
sweetie.
along.
We go, yeah. I mean, his character was important,
No,
you know.
actually, his character was really
And
important. It's just that he,
it
if y'all remember Columbus Short, he was like also Olivia and part of the Olivia team, and it was like Oh, remember what was the? Oh, Abby. Her name was Abby, right? It was Abby.
Yeah.
It was Hulk. It was Columbus Shore, and then it was Quinn came. Quinn was an intern, and she was new.
Right.
In the first season, she was new.
She rose up.
Mm-hmm. And then Columbus Short got killed off because of his foolishness that he was doing in his real life.
So outside of I was like, sir,
you had a good job.
And Scandal lasted how many seasons?
About
they did
seven,
like 100, over 100 some episodes.
Yeah, there was seven seasons, and it was just like, Teddy, why would you do that to yourself? But anyways.
Oh, and one of the baddest characters, Miss Maya, Olivia's mama, played by Candy Alexander. What other movie was she? Wasn't she in Baby Boy?
She scares me. Every time she came on the screen, I was scared.
Oh, she did not play her and Cyrus. Oh, that talk about toxic.
What you talking about? What about Eli, the daddy? We gonna talk about the daddy.
Oh.
Olivia's Pope, y'all, let me tell y'all something. If y'all was thinking about why Olivia was so toxic, it was because of her toxic parents, like her mama and her dad. I don't even, which one's worse?
Rowan.
Which one's worse? They both try to kill her. That's the sad part.
That's what I was like, oh my God, what kind of family dynamic?
And the fact that those two were in love, that makes me sick.
That is what toxic love looks like when you're just crazy and both of y'all refuse to admit that both of y'all are bad for each other.
Now, you want to know what's so crazy? That I'm pretty sure Olivia was the only person that didn't kill nobody.
Directly. She didn't kill nobody directly, but she was the reason some people
got
killed.
But I'm saying, like, she didn't do it with her hands. Girl, even Fitz. And let me tell y'all, one of the people that I hated the most. Oh, we forgot to say David Rosen. Who? Don't forget about David Rosen. I loved him. But I hated. Let me say this again. Fitz, y'all, was one of the worst. He was a dull. He was a punk. He got pushed around.
Yeah.
And he would try to put his big boy pants on. Let me tell you something. One of the best scenes. It was a couple of scenes later when they finally caught Olivia Pope's dad. And they was in a bunker or whatever. And when one of the best monologues from Eli, and when he said, "You are a boy." That was the best because he destroyed his character, because that's exactly how I felt. Fitz, you are a boy.
Yeah, you're a child.
It was just so
weird. I didn't understand her attraction.
I don't understand
him
either.
But I guess because she was so powerful, you can't be with. I don't know.
I think that's another reason why her and Jake could have been, because Jake was that dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, he is the hitman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who would you have wanted to have your back? Would you want Jake or would you want Hulk?
Oh, Jake for sure.
I want Hulk.
Between Jake and Hulk?
Three? Okay.
Yeah. Hulk gonna take it all the way. Like, when he means to the death of him, he means that. Like, he not gonna let nobody, if I ain't getting out of here, we ain't getting out of here. That's how that is.
Can we just talk about all the people that was in the crossfires that got killed, like, Fitz's son, and Eli was like, you wanted to be the president, right? You wanted to be the president again.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, dang.
No heart at all. I forgot about that. Well, I didn't forget about that, but Cyrus, for a minute, Cyrus pissed me.
Now, everybody on Scandal, the only people that didn't make me mad was Hulk. Yeah, no, never mind. It was just Hulk. Yeah, I hated everybody, actually. Hulk was actually the only
Quinn person. Pissed me off at one
Quinn,
point,
I wanted, because
she
to
was
die.
Just... Girl, because when that what season was it where Olivia went she went missing damn near.
Girl.
The one where Papa Pope actually had her in the basement or something, or he found her in the basement.
Oh, when she was in like the trap room with the red door or something.
I think so. And Quinn just kept doing stuff that was blowing me. And they, like, I don't know. She just, she got power hungry towards the
she
end.
Got, no, she or, got crazy. Like, she was the ultimate hitman. Like, she had no heart, no soul. But see, but then again, Quinn had said something. She was just like, this is what it does to you. Like, when you have that power, when you have that rush, and then it's just like you're getting away with, you're basically getting away with it because you're trying to do what's right. You know what I'm saying? And I think in all their heads, they felt like they were doing something right. So what made the show very crazy, the reason why it is called Scandal, because we found out that it was Olivia, it was Cyrus, it was Millie, and it was two other people. I forget their names. That they found out that they basically rigged the numbers for Fitz to become president. So Fitz was going to lose, but they felt in their heart that he was supposed to be the president. And they did it in this little town. And apparently, like 2-3 years later, somebody was on an article and they started to find out that he was rigged. And when Fitz found out, he was angry because he was just like, wow, nobody didn't really believe in me, but y'all saying that y'all believed in me. So that's where the scandal happened, because it's like everybody was trying to protect this secret. And then the more you keep protecting secrets, just things start spilling out. And
the people, more you gotta lie. Yeah. Yep.
And then on top of all of that, we got this secret group, B13, whatever, that they out here killing people. And that is when Olivia found out that her dad has been running this secret spy of killing
Papa
people.
Pope, he was something else. Child.
I don't know. It was... Scandal was a lot. And I think what made it even more worse is the fact that Olivia was having an affair with Fitz throughout all the seasons. Millie had
pretty much every
Millie
season.
Millie kept finding out, you know, Millie was married to Fitz. They eventually finally got a divorce because we knew that wasn't working.
And she became president.
Yeah, y'all. So I don't know. How do we feel about Millie being president?
So that was completely fictional. Like, obviously fictional. Like, first of all, I know American voters, sometimes we can be a little goofy because we did have a Cheeto in president for the office for the last 4 years. But how you gonna get divorced and then your ex-wife was, so we just all revenge voted for her? Like, you know what? Her husband cheated on her. I'm gonna vote for her.
I'm dying.
But Millie's character, I was conflicted by her because I knew she wanted to be strong, but she still came off kind of weak to me just because she was very reactionary.
She was so emotional.
She was it was never like Olivia could turn it off. You know what I mean? Like, she was emotional. But because of who her father and who her mother was, she had a switch, like a humanity switch, like a vampire would have. And she would be able to turn it off. Whereas Millie would just like personalize everything. And it'd be like, girl, like, this is, you on Capitol Hill, okay? Don't, nobody got nobody's back. Even when they got your back, they still don't got your back. They got their back, and it's beneficial for them to have your back at that moment. So it just, I don't know. And I felt like she was beat up a little bit in the script. Because she just went through everything. Like, her husband was cheating on her, son got killed. Like, oh,
and
my
she got,
God.
Then she, and then she got pregnant all of this. In between all of this.
Right.
And then she was dating. Mm-hmm. Remember, she was dating old boy? She was dating on boy, then Fitz gonna get mad. And just like a typical dude.
Oh, right. Like, how you gonna get mad at her for moving up? Nigga, you were sleeping with her close friend. Because I would consider, at first, her
they
and
became
Olivia
they
were
super cool because she, Millie had believed in her. You know what I'm saying? She was like, "Oh my god,
yeah,
y'all were like, if y'all remember, Olivia was the fixer. Olivia went in to fix things. Mm-hmm. She did everything to fix it. Mm-hmm. So it's like she was fixing it. She did like a really good job. Let me tell you something. At one point, let me tell you, I wanted to be the Olivia Pope because when people saw her coming, whispering, they hated her, but they wanted. They was like, "We hate you, but we need you." Like, that's You know what I'm saying? That's how I
want. Exactly.
Period.
Exactly. Nah, she could command a room. Let's talk about her outfit.
It was the coats for me.
The wardrobe department. They okay. That white coat.
And it was the walk. She just was
so elegant. Kerry Washington is just an elegant person in general. So I felt like some of that kind of came out in her character.
I couldn't see nobody else.
Yeah,
playing perfect casting that role.
Who would it? Oh! Remember when they had the crossover episodes where, Viola Davis came to see her child. That scene in the salon that killed me,
girl.
When they was reading each other, I was like,
girl, I was dying.
Okay, wait a minute. She was like, I'm Sadiddy.
That was actually.
She was like, let me pay for you with my Sadiddy ass credit cards. I was like,
I was actually shocked, and I was like, Rhonda, why didn't she should have did more crossovers? You know what I'm saying? That would have been.
She definitely should have.
That would have been super fun because it's like, y'all are like, you know, Philadelphia, that's where How to Get Away with Murder was, and then they're in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
So they definitely, because they needed a lawyer, because we ain't going to get into Annalise Keating.
Man, Annalise Keating, child. But she never actually did anything. But anyway.
But yeah, so pretty much, you know, Scandal was a good show. My favorite part of Scandal, it will have to be the dialogues. Like the monologues. They used to, when they used to go on
the monologues.
When they used to speak. And let me tell you something. I'm not gonna lie. The person that used to have the best ones was Cyrus.
I was just about to say, I love the daddy monologues. I'm not gonna lie. He was evil, man.
It's between Cyrus and the dad, when they used to go in. They went in, and you know what? Scandal touched up on so many different levels. That's why I believe wholeheartedly that that's what really be going on in Washington, because there is so many sex scandals. There is there is people dying. There is people being murdered on the side. Like, so many people are doing so many foul stuff. Do you know what I'm saying? And I just love the fact that it was nitty gritty, but it was also tasteful. You know, it's just like this Olivia Pope. Yes, she's very powerful, but when it comes to her parents, she's weak. She's like a little child again. She's very, you know, she walks in a room, everybody will look. She got everybody on the, you know, tippy toes scared. But then it's just like she's in a room with fits and she falls apart. She can't stand. She's like a little girl. She's like this little girl with butterflies in her stomach. When it comes to guys, she doesn't know what to do. Even her and Cyrus, they were so close. But then it's just like they were just like allies one day, enemies the next, because they were so much alike.
I know.
And I used to love the Olivia and Cyrus being dynamic, because when they were together, they were beasts. But I can't even lie, actually, there's so many times I wanted to stop watching the show because of Olivia, because it was just like sometimes she was just so emotional at certain decisions she made, and I felt like the first season she was on it, and then the deeper she kept getting into the White House, the worse she just kept falling apart. And that's why Abby couldn't be a part of it no more. Abby disgusted me.
Yeah.
But
really?
Yeah, I didn't like Abby. Well, she was too emotionally unstable.
She was a little bit weaker than the rest. She shouldn't have been. She's like one of those, like, what would have been her position in real life? Like, she would be on Capitol Hill, but, like, not involved.
I could see her, like, a press, like, secretary, like, the press people.
Yeah, something like that. Like, don't put too much weight on her, because
she was just, you know, I understand, like, she was abused and stuff. Like, so, y'all remember that, basically, Olivia Pope saved, like, each one of her team members, she saved them, right? They all had a past, like, Hulk. With his kids being taken away, he was in B613, you know, not being able to be around his kids. And then you got like Abby was like raped and abused by her husband. It was like a lot. So It's just like she had these people, she groomed them, she did all this stuff. And then girl, Abby was just, I think it was too much for Abby because it's like they was started doing some really evil
stuff. They started doing some dark stuff.
But it's like once you enter in that world, it's kind of hard to go back to that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I would have lasted as long as them. Because it's just too stressful. They was always looking over their shoulders. Somebody was always after Olivia. She didn't know if it was an enemy or if it was her parent. That's like, what I'm saying. Oh, it's I'm like exhausted. Everybody wanted
to kill her. And it was just like, girl, you're not even safe. And then it's so sad. Every time she saw Cyrus, did you try to put a hit on me? It's like, dang. You know what I'm saying?
Imagine having a relationship with somebody like that.
Did you put a hit on me? And then he was like, did you put a hit on me? And she's like, no.
Right. You know what I'm saying? No. Okay, we good this week.
This week and then the next week is like, he's like, you got people telling me. Like, so, okay, I gotta go back to Cyrus. Cyrus was so evil. But let me tell you something. He got even more evil when, remember when Jake killed his husband?
Yeah, I was gonna say after he lost the love of his life, that's when he became heartless.
Like, he, and then when he found out Jake did it, that's when he was real mad with Olivia. Mm-hmm. Because he was just like, wait, what? You allowed this?
But I can't remember. Did she? Oh, she did. Did she? She didn't.
No, order she didn't the order hit, the hit. Though. But remember, she was like still messing with Jake and asking Jake for help. And then he was working at the White House because he was close with Fitz at one point.
Right. And then, but I mean, that wasn't her fault. I mean, he should have chilled. You know what I'm saying?
But you know, he all emotional and stable, girl. His whatever.
Yeah. And Fitz was like, he like it, that's what his storyline was. Like every time he would fall for somebody, they would die or disappear or something like that. So he just over time got hardened.
Yeah. I think he got tired. And I think everybody was tired. Like that is tiring. Like that, you see, remember one point, okay, so Charlie, if y'all remember Charlie, he was like Eli's, Olivia Pope's dad's like right hand man, like him and
Hulk used to be really
close. And Charlie used to do all the killings, he used to do whatever. So then he fell for Quinn and they got married, they had a kid, and Charlie's like, we gotta get up out of here. But Quinn was so deep. It's just like, it gets to a point where you don't want to be in that lifestyle anymore. Like, it's sickening.
Right? It's exhausting. Girl, that's what I'm saying. I don't should. I would have been 2 years. I'm like, all right, I'm good.
Yeah. I probably would have been like a quick little piece. Like, yo, Olivia, cool. Thank you for the experience. I'm going to go this way. And y'all can go that way.
Right?
I'm going to go to another country so y'all don't even got to worry about me. Because
some of them crises was some deep ones. I was
listen, what I'm telling you, like I said, they was hitting home. Because if you're looking at the news, you know, some of that stuff start adding up.
Mm-hmm.
They knew what they were doing.
Nah, Shonda was in it.
Yeah, but you know what, overall the acting in Scandal was amazing. And I just love how powerful they made Olivia Pope. You know what I'm saying? Like it, and I really believe y'all, like when Scandal happened, that's when TV became very popular.
That's she brought us back to TV. She definitely did.
Let me tell you something. Everybody was watching TV. When I'm talking like people didn't even like shows. When Scandal came out, everybody, let me tell you something. When Scandal came out, everybody had a bowl of popcorn and a glass of wine.
Girl, at one point, it was something like, it was just like a golden year in TV again. Like, yes. I remember like ABC had all the hit. Like, it was Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder.
It was Grey's a lot. Anatomy. It was a lot. And let me tell you something. Scandal so many started shows. Scandal started because it was just like a big movie star transfer into TV because people wasn't doing that. If you was a movie, a lot of people wasn't going to TV. Now, when I promise you, Scandal opened the doors and then all these top actresses and actors started going to TV. Look at today. You see all these big stars on limited series. Like, I never thought Nicole Kidman would be on a TV show. We'll talk about it another day, but I'm just saying, like, stars
oh,
like
yeah.
that.
Girl, they open, and you gotta give it up to the streaming apps that kind of helped it continue. Because now,
true.
Like, I know that if it's a Netflix original, if some like I'm not as much on Hulu as I am on Netflix, but I'm starting to mess with Hulu a lot more. These any kind of original, they're giving you raw scripts, relatable characters, like stuff that actually makes you want to tune in. But Shonda Rhimes did it on TV. Like, it was that, because before this I don't really remember like caring to be home on like a Thursday night or a Friday night or a Wednesday night to watch TV, not since like 2000 whatever, like when Gossip
oh,
Girl
well,
was still
girl,
on TV.
I was still watching my shows because, you know, Vampire Diaries and all
that. Well, Vampire Diaries, yeah, but it just like it just at one point it was so many black shows on TV. Like Fox mm-hmm. even had Empire. Like all of these shows were like
that's
layered on top of each other, and it was just really. It was like, oh my god, so much melanin. But
but overall,
very good show.
Scandal was actually really good. It was good. But it needed to end. They probably could have ended like a lot quicker and sooner because they was just doing the same thing. And I was tired of Olivia and Fitz. Guys, y'all let me know how y'all felt about Olivia and Fitz because I got tired.
Whose team were you on? Would you rather have chose Jake?
1,000%. I really believe that Fitz brought out the worst in Olivia.
Yeah, because he made her weak.
He made her weak and... He couldn't, like, her judgment wasn't on point. Because Fitz was just like, oh, we gotta be good. We gotta do this. And Jake was real, like, I already know. Like, I kill people.
Right, you know, like, we gotta do this. That speech that her dad gave her in the restaurant where he was like,
yes.
we are not them. Like, I was like, oh my god, yes! Tell her the truth, because she was tripping. She was doing everything.
She was tripping.
Like, she was tripping. She was doing everything he wanted to do. She was like under his thumb that season. And I just remember there was so many mistakes that were happening. She kept having
it was
his back.
So, yeah.
And like,
she was trying to be something
and he was
that
like, what is wrong with you? Yeah. He was like, what is wrong with you? You've tarnished your reputation. Everybody's talking shit about you now. And they're like, you're the side chick of the country. Like, these are not
oh,
your people.
Yeah. Remember
like,
when she got exposed that she was? Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
it was mm-hmm. just like Olivia. So then, no, I preferred Jake because at least Jake was spot on. He was Jake and he was gonna bring that other side of her, you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Because at the end of the day, Jake is a boss and Jake knew his stuff. Jake wasn't weak, you get me? But he would have
exactly.
he would have kneeled on his knee. And I just feel like when it was them, remember when they started dating and they would have wine and they'll be over, like she just was like a cute, she was okay. When she was with Fitz, she gave me, she was 16, lost, don't know how to be with a boy. But then when she was with Jake, it was more like 23, 24. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know who I am.
A little
or,
more
you know,
mature, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit more, still like a little, you know, little, got a little kid inside. But then it's like, she will be like, no, you're not coming over tonight. No, you're not saying it. But they will flirt so hardcore, but it was more fun. It was thrilling.
Yeah,
her and Fitz was
exactly.
just boring.
Girl.
Like, I think in the beginning when no one knew, that's when it was good. But then once everybody knew, it got worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
it definitely
who
it was
would
a
you,
good show.
Which one did
indeed.
You like more?
I was team Jake just because I feel like he was physically finer than
oh, yes, he
like,
was.
I wasn't really turned on by Fitz. I couldn't really
girl,
see
when his
like,
voice would come on, yeah, Olivia, like get out of here,
girl. Jake, I just felt like he smelled good. Like he smelled like
girl.
Ooh,
I just feel like I could. I'm walking down the street and somebody trying to grab my bag, like they wouldn't because he would be like, "What you doing?" You know what I'm saying? He
right.
would put the Glock
yeah,
out
I mean,
and he'd be like, "What you doing?"
You know the dad from Taken. I feel like he's the younger
yes.
version of him. Like I have a certain set of. Abilities,
skills.
I will snap your neck. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know.
He's the younger version of that.
So I really did. But okay. So overall, who was your favorite character and why? Who gave you that, like, oh my gosh, I cannot wait to see this person? Like, what made you look forward to watching Scandal? Like, what, like, who was the person that was just bomb diggity and you were super excited to see?
The person that, well, I guess he was more my guilty pleasure, her dad.
Okay, and please explain.
I just, because he was evil. He knew he was evil. He didn't try to not be evil. He kept it honest with her. Like, I mean, other than when he was, like, lying to her, like, when he kidnapped her. But, like, that was to teach her a lesson. Like, girl, it took you weeks to break out of this fake prison. But I was so blue when he did that. I was like, you kidnapped your own daughter and had her in a warehouse in a shipping container. What kind of shit?
Nasty.
But he just, I don't know. I didn't like him. Obviously, I don't like evil people. I just enjoyed his character and how every time he came in, it put an extra twist to the storyline. Like, it, honestly, and it really was just her parents together. Like, anytime they were involved, I knew it was going to be good. Like, when we saw her mama, when she would go visit her mom in prison. And then when she had her in that penthouse and she was like, I'm just in a luxurious prison. Like, this is, I'm still in prison. But I love how she still, even though they were at each other's throat and it just goes, I guess, is this a Black family thing?
I'm dying.
We be trying to kill each other, but then we go to each other for advice. Like, it, what? And so it just, I don't know. I found that somewhat relatable because of my family history. We ain't never took it that far, but you know what I mean? Like, so I guess it's just them two. I found them more realistic. They were the most realistic characters to me. Definitely not their actions, but yeah, I'm gonna go with the daddy. I'm gonna go with the daddy, but mama is like right there. Like, she's connected to him.
Okay.
Who are yours? Or what is your favorite character?
I will have to say Hulk. I don't know. He was like a big teddy bear, but his loyalty and the fact that he was that person that everybody went to, low key. Like, everybody would always go to him for advice or try to talk to him or like spill the beans. Mm-hmm. So he knew everything that was going on, you know? And even though he didn't want to go, you know, when he was trying to change his life, especially when his son came back into his life, he tried to change, but because of his loyalty, I just love a good loyalty. And even though it's just like, he was like this quiet person, didn't speak, but he was the worst killer out of all of them. And I think that's the case where the dad was like, oh, you're just a waste because you're so talented. And he was so smart and he just got the job done. But it's like, he always rescued Olivia. You know what I'm saying? He was always there for the, it's like when Hulk loved you, he was going to be, he never judged because he already knew Olivia was with Fitz and Jake. He never judged. He was just like, do you know what you're doing? Are you okay? Cool. All right. But he was always there. And I don't know. It was just like, he had this sweet side because it's just like, when I found out his story, when he was homeless and he kept saying the numbers and stuff. Oh my God. I was just like, oh my God, you're so sweet. Because he kept saying that time. And that was the time that he saw, oh my God. I don't know. It was him. He was like amazing. And I think the second person that I did like Cyrus. I mean, here's the thing. Cyrus was like really evil, but when you needed something to get done, if you couldn't count on Olivia, Cyrus got it done. And his monologue, like, he made me believe. And I'm like, dang, okay, I gotta be on his team. Like, even though I know he's doing bad, but he was just so convincing. And I just feel like those two guys, Hulk being in first, it was just like really refreshing just to see, like, these are some killers, but they are super sweet. And they got, I know it came out wrong.
What's so wrong with it?
I know. None of us didn't pick, like, you know, Abby or David Rosen, which I did like David. We didn't even talk.
They were
David,
really sweet.
I just felt bad because David was just surrounded by just evil people. They took advantage of David. And the fact that Cyrus killed David at the end.
They definitely did.
I'm just baffled. Like, David was the only person that was a good person. And he just kept getting sucked in their stuff. They always called him. He never wanted to do any of these things. And he was the only person that was actually good. He didn't. Good.
But that's why you gotta stand up for yourself. You gotta tell people no. Set up boundaries. It's okay to be nice. It's not okay to give yourself up all the time. That is true. We are talking about a very specific.
But that was that. So guys, Scandal was a great show. It had 7 seasons. It was awesome. Kerry Washington and everybody shine. Hopefully they bring out, you know, another good show, because that actually was very good and awesome. So guys, let us know your thoughts. What did you like about Scandal? Did you like it or not? Let us know. Anyways, we are going to get to my show.
Oh, your show?
No, I like both. I like both. So.
And what is the another show?
So, guys, we're going to talk about How to Get Away with Murder. I just feel like this podcast is, like, this episode is a little dark. Because it's just like, we just kept talking about killing, and then now we're doing How to Get Away with Murder. Shonda.
I mean, that's Shonda, what Shonda wrote about. So. That's what we got to discuss.
So basically, How to Get Away with Murder, it is a legal thriller TV show, guys. Yes, it is. So Viola Davis, she plays Annalise Keating, a law professor at Philadelphia University, who with 5 of her students become entwined in a murder plot.
One? Okay.
I should say murders.
Right, murder, plural. So
basically, about this story, we have Annalise Keating. She is a lawyer, and it starts, she is married, and it's literally a class called How to Get Away with Murder. And what she does, so she selects 5 of her students. So it's supposed to be, she picks 5 of her students each year. And they supposed to be like interns to help her at her firm and to really help with cases, right? And the 5 was Wes, Connor, Michaela, and Laura. And they all were the students. Now, Annalise's employees were Frank and Bonnie, and they were associate lawyers. So... yeah, let's get into it.
Oh, Frank and Bonnie. Oh, Frank and Bonnie.
Okay. Annalisa was bad. Let me tell y'all. She was one of the baddest lawyers ever. I wanted to be a lawyer just by watching that, because I just felt like Annalisa. Girl. Okay, so we talked about Olivia Pope being the head girl in Washington, right? But when you thought about lawyers, especially in Philadelphia, when you seen my girl. Now, let me tell you. I don't know if like Viola Davis was playing like Annalise Keating that couldn't walk in heels, but she would come in limping, looking like she was tired, and she was getting ready to slay.
I think that was just how Viola was. Like, that, she kind of had like that.
Was she like playing the character?
Well, I mean,
no shade, because I can't walk in heels either, but I'm just saying, like, she used to look painful, like she was in pain. But anyways,
oh my god,
she was the boss. Let me tell y'all, if y'all watched it, y'all already know everybody couldn't stand Annalise Keating.
Towards the end, I loved her though. Like she was doing too much. She was covering up too much.
It was just so pretty much, guys. What started off was. Somebody done killed her husband, Sam. And pretty much, we find out, like, of course, you find out later on that her interns basically killed him. Now, Sam wasn't a good person, because we find out that Sam was cheating on Annalise. Even though Annalise was messing with, what's that man name that I hate so much? Oh, girl, what was his name? Annalise Keating, come here, girl.
Girl, I just remember when she when he was eating the groceries on her desk. I was like, what kind of episode is this?
Like, that was the first.
I love this show.
I was just like, okay, so what we getting into?
That was the first episode. It was a lot of sex.
I was just like, what is going on? Okay, so basically, they killed him, and they basically hid the body, burned it. Boom. Started finding out.
But because didn't he got that girl pregnant, right?
Yes, but wasn't
and killed not, her.
That wasn't Rebecca.
So it was
somebody else. And but Frank had killed her.
All right. But he killed her because he found out that Frank was working with Sam,
the husband that had died.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or got killed.
Got murdered. How to get away with murder.
Girl, it just was so many. How did they get away?
Well,
they literally got
technically
away with multiple murders.
Okay, so they all went to jail. Everybody on the show.
Yeah,
the only person that didn't get arrested was Bonnie. Bonnie's the only person. Everybody else was in jail. Yeah. So basically the first season, it's like these kids didn't even know each other. And then I'm pretty sure who pushed who? Because didn't Michaela push him and then he fell down the stairs, like Sam fell down the stairs. And then I think Wes finished it off, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With the sledgehammer?
And I think... I don't know, but I know that Annalise was just there, sitting down, being the creeper that she is.
Yeah, or she walked. I thought she walked in.
No,
girl, I thought she walked in.
She was sitting down because I think she came in and just saw him laying down, or something.
Oh yeah, he was dead when she just sat there. But then she got them to clean it up. Yeah, no, I remember that.
It was a lot of killing.
But she didn't want to be married to him. And like, we come to find that out. Like, after a while, she really didn't want to just get a divorce.
I think with relationships, that was just like, people tend to stay in a relationship because I felt like he felt trapped in a way because it's like they lost the baby and they felt like they had to because it's like, you know, I'm this big therapist and she's this big lawyer. And it's just like to have questions and people. So they just stay in these relationships when she's over here getting down and dirty with Nate, that's a cop. And he's going after his students.
And he's sleeping with students.
It was just like, you know, get a divorce and then
like just separate.
As the seasons went on, guys, people started to question who killed Sam. In all the seasons, the big question was who killed Sam, right? It always went back to everybody. And then on top of that, because they're helping other people, then people starting to get in. They had to start killing other people and just being on top. And it was just everybody killed somebody.
Yeah, at one point. Well, exactly.
Annalise did not kill anybody. Her hands was actually clean, but because she was covering up for everybody else, we might as well just say her hands was dirty.
Yeah, that was her problem. She kept trying to save everybody. And then when she realized she was trying to save everybody, she got caught.
Annalise. And the crazy
too late. Bonnie. Yeah, it's now, too late.
Let's talk about these like relationships that first of all, I just want to say I hated everybody on this show. That's what I want to say. I have never watched a show that I wanted each one of them to die at some point. And I'm starting with the kids. I hate they were so ungrateful. Yeah. Your life, she literally saved your lives and y'all was just being ungrateful. And I understand,
literally.
Like, I'm not gonna even lie. Like, man. I got some of their points. But then y'all took it too far because at the end of the day, she did save your life. Like, let me tell you the person I hated the most. Michaela.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew
she got on my nerves. Let me tell you
why did you hate her?
She was very ungrateful. And it's like, I know you searching for a mom and I know you searching for a dad. Annalise said, I ain't your mama. I'm not your savior. Because I think that she was looking up to her, and then she was just so disgusted. Mm-hmm. I think because she wanted to be Annalise, and when she found out who Annalise really was, she was like, she saw herself turning into her, and she got disgusted. Baby, you did that on your own. Okay? Because what you did to Asher was unnecessary.
Yeah, she hurt Asher. That was, oh, I don't even want to talk about, okay, we're going to talk about that at the end, because the whole Asher situation. How his character left. I was like, I was just
why would y'all do that?
Oh, Ashonda was tired of that character, because she was just like,
okay, so
he did. He was too sensitive, and then when
he pulled up his big boy pants, it was just too late. Like, he was down for the cause at one point. Like, I had loved him, but then boom. But you know what? Every last, like I said, everybody on the show was so weak. The only person that stayed a little consistent was Frank. But see, Frank was battling now. Oh my God, we're not gonna get into Frank. But when we, oh my god, Frank. Okay, I was in love with Frank, right? I love Frank.
Mm-hmm.
I loved Frank's character because his loyalty to Annalise was crazy, right? And he was torn between the two because he loved Annalise, but he's the one that made Annalise lose the baby when he ran into the car.
On accident. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Frank's character, he was just trying to figure out where did he belong, and he felt like he only belonged with Annalise. Annalise was the only person that could calm him down. Annalise was the only person. It was two people, Annalise and Laurel, right? He was madly in love with Laurel. How did you feel about Laurel and him?
I feel like she didn't deserve 1,000% him because she... Well, at one point, maybe, because they were kind of on the same page, but then she just kind of flipped the switch and just, I don't know what she was after. Like, I really don't know what her point was other than to, like, hurt her dad. But it's like, okay, what does he have to do with it? But, yeah, I liked Frank, and he was really, really supportive of her. And, like, had her back. Yeah, he tried to, like, a little bit control her at first. But then once she, like, snapped him into place and he realized, like, oh, I can't do that. He really, like, let her do her thing. And, like, they could have had a nice little family and all that stuff.
Laurel was the person that brought that other side that we, like, that Annalise knew that he could be. Right? I think Laurel was not his enabler. Right? I felt like everybody else was his enabler, because even when he was trying to change, Annalise was still like, hey, I'm gonna need you. And it's just like, he looked at her, I'll never forget one episode, he was like, do you know that I'm trying to change? But again, his loyalty to Annalise, Laurel was such a lost soul. First of all, her family was just, her dad, the fact that her dad killed Wes, that they killed Wes so early, like, I've been trying to figure out why they killed him off so early, because I loved Wes.
And they kept bringing him back, though, like, in memories and shit. So it was like,
Did y'all kill him off? And then sometimes they'd be like, what happened on the show back scenes? But anyways, they killed him off third season, which I was just like, what? I ain't gonna lie though, Wes was getting on my nerves, because one minute you love Annalise, one minute you hated her. Okay, whatever. Like, he's like, oh, you killed my mom, but she saved you. She's been watching you. Yeah, Annalise's obsession with Wes was just like, I know that was around the same time she lost the baby. And Wes was there, and she felt like she killed Wes's mom, you know, suicide because of everything that was going on. But I remember when Wes finally met his dad and then somebody shot him. I was like, Wes.
I was like,
yeah, Susie. Wes was just so, who killed him? Not Frank, right? No.
Who killed Wes?
Who killed, the daddy.
Oh, the dad? I forgot. I don't think it was Frank, though. I think it was a hit from Laurel's dad.
Just got his hands on everything.
Yeah, and that's what was like, what the hell? Like, why are you trying to kill everybody to come around your daughter?
God, just
Like, I don't
don't
get
get.
it. Because didn't, because yeah, that was Wes's son.
Yes. No, wait, what?
Wasn't that, didn't
Yeah,
Laurel
yeah,
have
yeah,
Wes's
yeah.
baby? Yeah, I had forgotten. That's how into her and Frank I was. But I mean, when she was with Wes, they were cute. Like, they were actually college kids. So that was like healthy. But after that, it was extremely toxic from then on. And like, I have to give her that point. Like, if she probably was trying to cope with the fact that the guy she actually loved was murdered by her father. But yeah,
You
whatever.
know, and I think that's why she didn't like Frank, because Frank, I think Frank reminded of her dad. Like, when she found out that Frank was actually killing, it's like, oh no, you're evil. Like, I can't be with that. But girl, I'm sorry. I want Frank by my side. Frank didn't play. He Girl, once he put them black gloves on, you already know he's going to town. They had a lot of cool, huh?
But he did. He killed a couple times unnecessarily. I was like, bro,
Yeah,
Frank.
Frank,
Frank, why did you kill him?
Frank, and he would just
Why?
look at you like, my bad. Like, Frank, what you talking about? Like, you're making it harder. Let's talk about Bonnie and Annalise's relationship was so toxic. Oh,
Girl, oh my
I just, I
God.
did, I thought, so I was like, is she madly in love with Annalise? Like,
That's what, like, because at first I'm like, I know they're not gonna make this a love interest. Because if they do, Shonda, we got to talk. Because I cannot. I don't know if it's because I was seeing Viola. Like, if she was lesbian, I just don't think that it would have been her type. But it just, you know what I mean? I don't know. I could tell she was
Yeah,
acting
I
when it came to the lesbian stuff. Like, and shout out to the LGBT community. This is nothing. Like, we love y'all. I'm just saying, like, I could tell she was acting
you
at
know,
that point.
again, going back to Bonnie, Bonnie was just Bonnie's storyline was just so dragged out. Like, and but then I did feel,
Girl.
I did kind of feel bad for when they had killed, when Nate had killed her boyfriend, because he thought that
Yeah, that was
Nate,
messed up.
he thought that the dude killed his dad, but it really wasn't the dad.
Yeah, Nate thought that. Yeah. I was like, Nate, oh my God, go away. Like,
Nate
why are you
was
here?
so,
Like,
he was so emotionally unstable, and like, we knew, like, you really did love Annalise, but you just needed somebody to blame, and you just went, okay, yes, she did frame me for Sam's killing, which I'm like, Annalise, okay, so some things that Annalise did, can we just talk about, girl, when you a lawyer, I understand, like, when it, and she said it, when it's your client, you got to do everything in your power, like, even if they're not innocent or nothing, you got to know everything and you got to defend them. But it's like, girl, certain things that you did to protect these ungrateful little bastards, it was just.
I wouldn't have done everything like that she did. It just wasn't. She
She
sacrificed a
did.
lot, like
I mean, and look at her career. I
relationships,
mean, let's just talk. I mean, look at the drink.
reputation.
She was just so, you know,
Girl.
it's so crazy, you know, dealing with, you housed Frank, you cared for Frank. Frank was the reason why you don't have a child. And you took him in, you helped him out of prison. You got these five kids that literally you picked these five kids, and they just so happened to be in this murder issue with your husband that literally had nothing to do with you, because you really did not kill your husband. Like, if we're gonna say anything, really did not kill your husband. And then it's just like so much stuff, but then it's like her job is on the line. Then it's just like Nate hates her, but then Nate loves her. And then you got Bonnie that's spiraling. It's like trying to take care of everybody and you have no time for yourself. And then you try to fight
Everybody.
it, you use alcohol. And just drinking the alcohol, the more alcohol she drunk, the crazier, crazier, crazier it got.
Oh, when she had Cicely, her mom, Miss Cicely Tyson. Oh,
RIP.
she was so fragile and sweet. Oh my God. I know. You know, for some reason, I thought she was just gonna live on forever.
No, it's just something getting used to seeing. Like, isn't Betty White still alive? Yeah.
How? How's way?
Girl,
how?
She hold. Girl, she's like 200 years old. She is not letting go.
She is holding out.
Like, she's like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm here to stay, Jack. It's like, girl. But,
so with that, who was your favorite love interest for Annalise?
That, oh, that's good. That's
like, who
good.
Did you think she was happiest with? I want to say that girl, the lawyer.
Yeah. Oh, who she went to college with. Lawyer?
Yeah, I want to say that's who she was happiest with.
You might be right. You might. Eve. Her name was Eve.
Eve, yeah, yeah, Eve, Eve. Because remember, like, her, so Nate, he was really there to help her cope with her life.
I wanted to say, like, because when she was with Nate, it was this glow, right? Yeah. I think with the, so I do believe Eve was, that was her true love. But I think because of society at the time, I think because of everything, I feel like that was her first love, but they was too much alike, right?
Yeah,
they were both just, you know, what they got to do, hardcore. And I just feel like at a certain point, you need somebody to balance you, right? And I don't feel like they was going to balance each other. Nate was good, right? And I think Nate gave her that security. And I felt like, I don't know if Annalise was ever going to be truly happy with any, like, I felt like sometimes she loved the kids more than anybody, right?
Yeah.
But I want to say Nate only because Nate was one of the only ones to really meet her family, right? When she took him down.
That's true. I forgot
and
about that. Yeah.
She had that glow and everybody was just looking and she was like, no. But I think she really did love Nate because no matter what, she did everything. She dropped anything. Like, anytime Nate calls, I mean, yes, she felt bad because of what she put him through. But I think if her and Nate was in different circumstances, I really believe it would have been. It would have been Nate. But you pick Eve, right?
Because I felt like whenever Eve came, like, she was able to talk about stuff and Eve would be able to talk to her in a way where she would tell the truth without having judgment. And it's just because they were, everybody else couldn't understand, and it just felt like, you know, that was her college sweetheart, you know what I mean? Like, it was just, he came around, it kind of brightened up the mood, like, even how they filmed it, like, it just was always bright around her.
I get that.
And
yeah,
Nate, it was like at first they only snuck around and you didn't know her hustle. When I got introduced to Nate, you didn't know that her husband was sleeping around too. You just thought she was fucking. He was like, oh, who is this? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I guess maybe because of how I was introduced to him, I just always kind of felt like he was always the side piece. So he was just there for fulfillment. But he definitely did make her, like, hype up a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, he put a little pep in her step. I think it was very sexual. He killed somebody. I know he killed somebody. I'm gonna have to rewatch all of this because I know he killed somebody. But they all killed somebody. They all.
So how do we feel about Sam's son, Gabriel?
I feel like at that point they needed another storyline, or they needed to, like, revamp the storyline. Like, his mom was a little unnecessary.
His mom was very unnecessary.
Like, she kind of just made him being there annoying. Like, I was okay with him showing up. Like, at first, I was like, oh, this is a twist. Okay. Like, but then when his mom kept, I was like, girl, sit your broken heart ass down. Like, okay.
No, but she actually, but crazy part, She actually said something. The husband just had it. She was like, he got a fetish for us weak, wounded black women.
Yeah, he did, though. Because when she brought it up, I was like, you right. But then the girl, the student he was sleeping with wasn't black.
They are children. Remember that.
All right.
So he's probably, Sam probably had an attraction to, like, you know, like regular young girls. But when it came to, like, married and wanted to, you know, be with, he liked black women.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Shonda always made her most powerful characters black women who dated white women. Like, she, I wonder, is her husband white? Is she married?
I don't know nothing about Rhonda. I should probably get into it, but
Shonda?
Yeah. I'll figure her out, but no.
I know, right? That's crazy. I never actually analyzed that. That's I don't have a problem with it. Interracial dating is beautiful. I'm just curious as to why specifically all her powerful black characters, female characters,
hate white men. Do something different.
I mean, do something different, but you ain't got to be weak and stupid about it. Like, they all, both of them, you don't think so? Like, Olivia got goofy.
Yeah.
Her fits. And I don't know why my brain just went blank. And I want to call her Olivia again. Viola. And Viola got goofy for her husband. Well, she just kept letting him hurt her. She didn't tell the truth. Like, she could have just told the truth and been honest with herself. And then she could have stepped away from that relationship a long time ago.
A long time ago.
But I think, like you said, she was just trying to keep up reputations or whatever, because they had a certain social standing.
And I think it's because they both experienced pain. Like, you know how some people have to get a divorce and have to move away because of the pain, but I think that pain is what kept them, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, we
them both soul ties.
Something. Yeah.
Them soul ties, girl. They get you every time.
I'm trying to think. So, there were so many deaths.
Girl.
The one that hurt me the most was West.
I was going to say, what was your most hurtful loss? West, yeah. Yeah, that was messed up.
Because I was just like, wait, no, he's not dead. Like, even when they revealed the body, I was like, this is a fake body. Like, I was like, he's going to come back alive. And then he didn't.
Because he was such an important character. It was just,
and
like,
he was so important to Annalise, because everybody was like, what is this obsession? She loved him. And when they killed him, I was just like, why would y'all do that? And girl, for a second, I had stopped watching the show because I was just like, like, why would y'all do that? Like, why would y'all do that? Then I had to hop back on it because I was like, okay, I can't miss nothing. Girl. You know what I mean? But, who was your favorite character? Who was your character that just really you looked forward to watching it, them, and they gave the give?
My favorite one. Let me see. I don't know, because they all got on my nerves at one point.
Girl,
like,
what
I really know? I really liked Oliver, but then he got too pretentious and I was just like, oh my gosh, shut up. I don't know. Ugh. Who was my favorite? I mean, her mom, kind of. Only because she only made appearances and she always kind of was like, she renewed her with the love and helped her through the alcoholism and all of that stuff.
I'm talking about, like, the cast, okay? The cast that was there.
Oh, the regular ones?
Yes.
Probably Frank.
Oh my god, that's mine.
Only because I liked Connor, but he kind of spazzed out when he started getting paranoid. I liked Michaela at the beginning, but she started to get too in her head. Like, she put herself on such a pedestal. I was like, girl, relax. Like, not that ain't amazing. And then Bonnie was just, she was too fragile.
She was so fragile.
She was strong, like, minute, and fragile at the same time. It was really
one,
weird.
Yeah, it's like, one minute she was just like the strongest and she's getting everybody in line and forget these kids. you know, let them rot, da 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 da. And then it was just like, you hated her. Da, da. I was like, girl, pick, like, who are
right,
you?
Right, pick a side. What are you? You either gonna be evil or nice. Like, come what on now.
You know what?
Tegan was awesome. Tegan was a breath of fresh air.
Oh, Tegan. Hey, bro. Her character was a lot. It was a lot.
She got pushed around a little bit. But...
she was a lot. I mean, at the end, she came through.
Mm-hmm. But she, I think that's why I like her.
She was just she was a lot, like, she was asking too many questions.
Girl, why you want to know?
Like, stop being nosy. That's how you almost got killed the first time.
But she was working for the enemy and didn't know
it. Didn't know it.
But then when she found out.
Yo, to have a dad, like, that family was so disgusting.
Another trend of Shonda.
It's the family.
She got some daddy
issues. Yeah, it's giving me that. It's like, Shonda, what happened in your life, baby? Why are the dads and moms so evil?
Girl. Yeah. Well, her mom wasn't evil.
But her mom was a little her mom was a little sick though.
She was, yeah. She was a little out of it. Because of her daddy, I would have been crazy as hell too. Oh my God. Like he literally drove her crazy. And that was so bogus. Like, how you gonna drive somebody crazy on purpose and then commit them
and act like be concerned? I'm like, Laurel, I'm like, dang, I kind of feel bad for Laurel at one point because I hated Laurel. But then I was just like, dang, dang, your family's so screwed up. It's like, I get it.
It's messed up.
I'm like, I get
like
it
that,
why you don't want your son to be raised. And it was just, and then poor.
Oh my God, I would love to talk to Shonda about this. Like, girl, what? Explain
it just seemed
to
like
me.
Family. It's just like, I've never seen a happy family.
But everybody, every writer has that. I'm gonna give her that. Every writer, like, they take from personal experiences. Because if you, like, look, especially in Disney movies, why the main characters always lose a parent or both? Like, either one or both parents are dead. Like, they're never there.
I'm just every like, single can one it of be, Cinderella, I'm like, can there be one person that has a family?
You know, can we get one complete family? That is, but yeah, no, I've never, we don't have to, what other show Shonda get? Because was it like that in Bridgerton? I mean, her dad was gone
you
in Bridgerton.
Yeah, you know what? And then Bridgerton, yeah. And then also, like, the other dad was, like, a gambler. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. The family was controlling.
The brother
was controlling. So a male
Shonda,
character.
Shonda, we gonna figure you out, baby. Shout out to us. Come on our podcast. You can talk to us.
Right? Come talk to us. Explain some stuff, ma'am.
I will have to say the character that I love the most was Frank. I feel like when Frank found out that, can we just talk about Sam being Frank's son?
Girl.
That? That was the shock of the whole season. Forget anything else that happened. When we found out that Sam was Frank's daddy,
girl.
And it just made so much sense. Like, everything made so much sense. And yeah. So I liked Frank. I just feel his loyalty. And he was also trying to be good because it's like these women in his life are the only people that actually made him want to change. And the fact that he looked up to Annalise so, because when he, let me tell you, when Frank was Frank, he was the man. And he'll, I got it.
Child.
I handle it. I got it. But then it's just like,
he was so, in the first, I would say like the first like four seasons, he was so like,
and then it's just, especially the first season, because he hated those kids. Why are they so important?
Right.
And it's just like, you saw that side of when Annalise found out about Frank, and then his like look of like, I can't lose Annalise, you know? It's just like that same thing how they, you know, back in Scandal, how they looked at Annalise, you know? I mean, at Olivia Pope.
At Olivia. Like
she kind of rescued everybody. Same thing that Olivia did. Annalise picked these kids because, like, look at Wes, right? Michaela, Laurel, Asher. You know, they all have family issues and problems, and she picked the people, you know, and Connor was like the only regular person. And so Frank was just that, he was like legit. And he was trying to, we got to really see his character develop, right? Because he went through, I'm hardcore, I'm a killer, I'm weak, I have nothing, I'm in love. You know, so it was just like, and then he was on their sides and people could call Frank and could confide in him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was a stone cold killer, didn't like anybody, but then it just like he turned. So I really liked his character development. And I just thought that he was just like a big old teddy bear inside and just wanted love. I did not like the fact that him and Bonnie like rendezvoused and got shot and killed and died together. I didn't understand. Yeah. I get it because he was like, it was always you. And they have this history, but I just feel like he loved Laurel more.
I think he did, and Bonnie was just like the safer option at that point. He wanted to be safe.
Yeah.
Because some people do choose the safer option. Like, that's a realistic thing in life.
I get it.
Because you get tired of searching, you're just like,
or it's tired of fighting.
We gonna ride out, okay? Right, exactly. We gonna ride out.
All right, let's go.
Shit, fuck these people. You know what I mean? I think that's where he was at when he got to her, and it wasn't that he didn't love her. It's just, you know, everybody always searching for that flair or that extra passion or that movie type romance, and that's just not realistic across the board. Especially his lifestyle, because he couldn't be with no regular person. That's for sure. He needs somebody that understood.
Like, I'm a killer, and I used to be a killer. But so the last episode, they died. Annalise lived, but she eventually died, and everybody came to her funeral. And overall, How to Get Away with Murder. It was a lot going on. The one thing I liked about How to Get Away with Murder, we got to see a bunch of different things. Like, people were getting killed. It was like, it wasn't like Scandal that the same, like the Olivia and Fitz thing was just the same thing. And I felt like we had to really wait till that. Like, you know, it was always like those two episodes out of those seasons that, oh my God, something crazy happened. You know what I'm saying? It's like when you saw somebody else on the screen, you know something crazy was going to happen. But in How to Get Away with Murder, every episode you never knew, right?
It was something.
And it was just always like something was about to go down. So, but it did end on a counter. You know, Asher did die the last episode. Bonnie and Frank did die. Annalise and she did die eventually. Christopher's older, which was West. And then Oliver and Connor was there. Michaela was there. But yeah, it was bittersweet. I think them just doing those seasons, it was good. Overall, Olivia Pope, she just looked so tired. You know, I enjoyed the cases that they used to do and help them out, especially just taking those, when they did the Supreme Court's helping, you know, people which, like, they got wrongfully convicted. That was super dope.
Oh, yeah.
Going to the Supreme Court, loved the crossover with Scandal. That was dope. I wish they would have did more.
I really wish she had done more. That would have, because it was so perfect.
It was really good.
And that's what Chicago Dick Wolf, whatever his name is, the Law and Order guy. He love him a crossover. He love him a crossover. And then you know you got a whole night of good entertainment.
Because it's just back to back beating off of each other. So I wish more of that.
I wonder, my question for Shonda would be, was it exhausting?
True.
Coming up with these storylines, because I feel like maybe because the way both of these shows were wrapped up, I'm not mad at the finales, right? They both provided a lot of shock value. It was, I mean, it seemed like a natural progression of the characters, maybe a little sped up. I just didn't like
Frank and Bonnie both having died. That was the only
thing. Yeah, like, it felt like everything got wrapped up kind of funny. But it felt like maybe after years of these, because these were some intense storylines, both shows. It had to have been like some, what's the word, like weight to writing these. I wonder if she was just tired at the end. Because then she went to Bridgerton completely and that was different. Like, there's completely some similarities, different. But
then again, there was still different. A black, don't forget, a lot there was brighter. Still a black woman with a white guy.
In charge, yeah.
So she's in love with interracial, I can tell you that much.
That's what I'm saying.
We should probably look that up. But yeah, so guys, that was about Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder. We definitely wanted to do a throwback. We wanted to talk about these two powerful women that play these roles and even in the show being the big deals that they were. So let us know how you felt about each one of these shows. And
what? Oh, T, we forgot. Who's the winner of last week?
I forgot.
Voting. When we talked about Behind Her Eyes. WandaVision.
So, the winner was WandaVision. WandaVision won completely. I mean, WandaVision was good.
It was a lot of people scared. Yeah,
I think some people watched it first and was like, wait, what?
That was a response I got from a lot of our followers and listeners is that, I tried to watch Behind Her Eyes, but girl, the way my brain worked. So I get it. We just wanted to give you guys something new to kind of think about or look into. It's so not
that scary. It might have been dramatic when we were talking about it.
It really
is. But it's actually a really good show, and the characters and the acting was phenomenal, and even the storyline. The storyline was really cool because I've never seen a storyline like that before. So definitely take a look at Behind Your Eyes. It's actually really good. But yes, WandaVision did win. And so for this week, which one was your favorite? Which one was your favorite show? Scandal or How to Get Away with Murder.
For sure. How to Get Away with Murder. Because remember, we talked about that my relationship with Scandal, it was very back and forth. I started it, I had to take a break, I came back, I caught up, I took another break, I came back, I caught up. And then I watched like the last two seasons, I probably watched consistently. But How to Get Away with Murder, just because when it came out, I was in college. It was like, ooh, I wish I was in college. We even had at this time I was working for the Disney store, and we even had like our own little group chats. Like, we literally our managers knew, do not schedule us for Thursday night at closing, because this group, we have to go home and watch all our shows. So How to Get Away with Murder, it just was the camaraderie, I guess, behind it made me want it it a lot more. Which one
mine
was yours?
Mine had to be How to Get Away with Murder too. Just because everything about it was something refreshing every episode. Yes, there was somebody dying every season because that is it, How to Get Away with Murder. But it was something that shocked you, right? They always open it up the first episode of like 3 months later, somebody's gonna die, right? And the way they did it, I loved it. And it wasn't Scandal. Let me tell you something. The first two seasons of Scandal, like the first season was awesome, right? If Scandal would have kept that going, I probably would have liked it more. Scandal had some seasons were super good and some, but it was just like that back and forth of Fitz and Olivia, and seeing just Olivia just desperate for this one person. It started to be the same thing over and over again, and it gets kind of tiring of seeing the same thing. The storylines were just piling up on each other and just being the same thing. So, of course, it got better the last two seasons, but How to Get Away with Murder stayed consistent. It was filled with the drama. It was just like relationships breaking up, getting back together, even though all the characters got on my nerves. But I kept watching it just because it was just like, I hated them, but it's like, oh my God, I like one of this for 1 second. And it was just like, oh my God, who's going to die now? Who are they going to kill? Oh my God, are they going to go to jail? Not. And it was like always having me on the edge of my seat. And I love being on the edge of my seat because that's the best part.
Mm-hmm. How to Get Away with Murder, I feel like, made it to where you had to think about, was this murder justified? Whereas Scandal, it was like you had to stomach some real, like, annoying things. It was just like, dang. And just be like, this is my job.
Like, I have no choice. Right. And like, How to Get Away with Murder, it's just like, we trying to survive and we didn't have a choice.
You know what I'm saying?
And you can't really expose us.
And they killed him, but he killed this person. So, like, what is he
doing? He was raping this person. Like, this person. You know? But the Scandal, it was just like, oh my God. Like,
jeez. Why we gotta deal with this? Like, what is going on? But I think that's why we kind of gravitated to it, because it justified the murders. Like, I was like,
guys, let us know which one was your favorite. We're gonna put it, of course, over the weekend. We'll put the polls up, so guys, you get to vote. Let us know, give us feedback. And I know 2 weeks ago we did say that we was going to have a guest. We're going to have our first guest next week. We're super excited about this and look forward. Thanks, guys, for listening. And we will see you guys next week, Wednesday.
Yay! Yeah. Thanks for joining us, guys. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram. Yeah.
Please, all of our social media. We'll be linking it. Follow us. All right, guys. See you next week.